and we had so many people reaching out and sending gifts, emails, and it's been such a blessing to be a part of this church family. And I want to pray for those people who don't have friends or family or community to help them, and there's people like that in our world that makes us very thankful to have supportive church family like we have in the community and education that we have this year. So thank you. This morning, I would like to share a bit about our story and the journey we've been on the last year or so.
So we don't know what the future holds, and we make plans, but our plans can easily change. And we can identify with this as long as that, because we are serving there, and we have to have a change of plans. Unexpected. And now again, we find ourselves in a time of changing plans. And a big part of our story is seeking to find God's will. Something sure each of us have wondered about at times, how do we get God's will? Is for me to be doing. Different topics that talk about how we know God's will, and it's usually not a clear-cut answer as much as we would like that. This and this and this, and then you have the perfect answer. But it's usually different principles that are brought out in the help guide us in making decisions. And I for a few of those, I'm sure we all are familiar with. And I'll seek advice from others. Proverb is such that there are a multitude of counselors in safety. One thing I've said is that we all have differing gifts and abilities, seeing things from a slightly different perspective, because that's a very different perspective. And we need input in our lives from others to help us see things from you. Thank you. energy out of me. These are our lives.
Thank you.
along with the terms of sale, were arranged by the homeowner with the stay in there for 11 months. Happy to hear that. I'm at goals. And it was the week before she moved out that we had the surprising discovery that we weren't expecting a baby. And this was a complete surprise because we were told after finding the treatment, this is pretty much an impossibility. Very, very little chance. And here we find out that we are expecting. And we call this baby a miracle baby. And we're so thankful for this gift, but it also added a whole different element to our plans. And with different things to think about now, different things added to the equation. Next 2 months of sickness, and we have a due date right in the middle of January, which was our other potential time. And this was about the time that we just took a step back and realized that it's likely not going to happen quite like you wanted to. Things are going to have to work out a little bit different. This time frame, what we have in mind, is not working out. And about this time as well, I had people advise me to let this movie happen, but it was not here. Make a temporary, and sell your house that we don't have that financial obligation, and we're there to manage your project. And I think this was good advice, but it just didn't feel right to do that. I couldn't bring myself to follow through with that advice. That I think was good advice. But we can talk about that piece about doing that. And it was a decision that I really wrestled with. Do I go ahead with our original time frame? Just make everything happen. I could have done that. Force it through and make it happen. Or plan B, which was moving after the school year. The school year was a big factor in determining timing. How do we manage that? Do we go halfway through the time that we decide what's still? And for this year, a due date right at that same time. And I started talking to people and just getting input. How do I handle this decision? And I just wasn't sure to feel right about it. And I came away with that piece about just being there and not trying to push things. And we decided that since there is not really a deadline, we don't have to be up there by a certain time. They're not waiting on us. We'll just hold off until next summer. with that, our remodel project kind of just put on pause and we weren't doing a lot. Deadlines off.
I don't think it can.
A piece about that. It was about this time that Jim had reached out to me. Here I am as far as I'm trying to identify with them. My encouragement about this period is to lean on principles of seeking God's will, not just a neat checklist of just not neat and normal, typical master times. That life. So we'll be willing to seek advice from others, become people wiser than us, and have them speak into our lives. Blessing for each one of us here as we face this next week.